Let's move on and talk now about the world of sports this week, which included lots of firsts.
In the first game of the World Series, the Kansas City Royals beat the New York Mets just last night.
It was the longest first game in a World Series, the first to last 14 innings and last 5 hours.
The Boston Celtics will play the first game of their new season against the Philadelphia 76ers.
And let's not forget about soccer. The New England Revolution plays DC United tonight in the first round of Major League Soccer playoffs. And here to talk about this is host of NPR's first and only sports program, Bill Littlefield. Only a game. Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm good, Anthony. That's very good. Thank you.
All right. So let's start with the World Series last night, which Ben Walker of the Boston Globe described this way. It included an inside-the-park home run, a power failure that blacked out the TV audience, crazy bounces, great plays, key errors, and the longest World Series opener ever. So what impressed you about this game?
Daniel Murphy didn't hit a home run, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it was his first postseason game since 22, I think, that he didn't. No, I'm kidding. The length, obviously, was thoroughly impressive, although discouraging in some ways. You know, baseball's been criticized for this before, but they play the doggone playoff games and the World Series games so late, and then they wonder why they don't have more young fans. Because all the young fans are in bed by the top of the third inning. That's why.
Some of their parents and it's too.
Exactly. I admit it. I acknowledge I didn't last into extra innings. After that home run in the ninth tie game, I said, well, okay, guys, I'll check in the morning.
Well, we've got to listen.
It's just late.
Yeah. Well, we've got to listen to the play-by-play of the first pitch to Alcides Escobar of the Kansas City Royals. Here it is.
It is Escobar, and he swings and hits it into left center. Back at the track, it is dropped. Cespedes couldn't make the catch. How about that effort? Digging around third. Here comes Escobar. 1-0 Kansas City.
So all it took was 18 seconds, and it was 1-0 Kansas City. The first inside the park home run in a World Series opener since 1903. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Well, I missed that game.
You missed the 1903 game.
I had previous engagements. No, nobody's ever seen that. I mean, that's the great cliche of baseball. If you watch any game closely enough, you're likely to see something you've never seen before. And certainly this is something that most people had never seen before. The inside the park home run, of course, is a terrifically exciting adventure, unless you're rooting for the team against whom it's hit.
But right.
No, it was terrific. Great way to start the game.
We got to talk about this technical glitch. Fox lost video coverage of the game last night for 4 minutes, which meant viewers couldn't watch, and the teams were unable to use the video replay to challenge calls on the field. But the game went on just fine without it.
Yeah, well, the game went on for 100-plus years without it, so it didn't surprise me too much. Although it is, I suppose, a very good thing that there wasn't a terribly close play that some manager otherwise would have leapt up and said, I want to see the replay. There was a replay later in the game on a guy who was clearly out at second base and was originally called safe. So, you know, good thing that didn't happen when the power was off.
I'm so enjoying this conversation. Let this be known. There's a first going on. I may not actually want to move on to another sport, but no, let's do it. Let's talk about Major League Soccer and the New England Revolution, Bill, which will play DC United tonight in game one of Major League Soccer playoffs. So the Revs made it, but just barely.
Yeah, they've had chances over the last month or so, several weekends where all they had to do was win a game and they would have clinched a spot in the postseason. And instead they had a draw and several losses and just didn't managed to do it. Happily, last weekend they did finally win, thereby making it into the playoffs, which is great. Because before the streak of relative, inconsequentiality, before that they actually were playing pretty well this season. And one hopes that starting tonight they will refine their earlier identity and play some good soccer.
And so what kind of good soccer do you hope to see on the field tonight then?
Well, as previously, I think they had scored more than they had been inclined to score. They played very, very well as a team. Earlier in the season, the scoring was pretty well spread out, and it was just fun to watch. It was a high quality of soccer that they were playing until the last month or so.
Bill, before we let you go, we should talk about the Boston Celtics, who begin their new season tonight against the 76ers. This is Coach Brad Stevens' third season. Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, of course, long gone, and he's rebuilding with a group of young players. But there's a lot of optimism about this team. What kind of season do you think they're going to have?
You know, I like the way that my colleague Martin Kessler has written about this because
he did a nice job this morning, a lovely
article for BUR. Mm-hmm. And what I like about it is the emphasis on teamwork, the emphasis on five guys working together and a bench of guys ready to contribute, because the NBA's whole marketing strategy for some years now has been to market the stars, you know, mm-hmm. come out and see LeBron, come out and see Kobe, whatever it might be. And it's great. It's refreshing to see a team that is lacking in those marquee names, but that everybody's kind of excited about and that is young enough so that if the Celtics can keep these 20-something guys together for a while, hey, they may develop into something pretty exciting.
Yeah, I guess their oldest player is 32 years
old.
So.
Yeah, and he's the only one who's over 30. So this is pretty good.
Creaking 32-year-old.
It might be a fun season to watch.
All right. Well, that's Bill Littlefield. He hosts NPR's Only a Game. It airs every Saturday here on WBUR at 7 in the morning and again at 7 in the evening. He joins us every Wednesday to talk about sports. Bill, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Anthony.
Well, stay with us, because when we come back, we'll take a new look at the 400-year-old Salem witch trials with Pulitzer Prize-winning author Stacey Schiff. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.